The first stage of the Senate's role in the budget is taken care of in terms of establishing its version, I should say, of the fiscal year 2017 budget.
It is. We just walked off the floor a few minutes ago and passed the Senate budget. The House sent their budget over. We then went over their budget, made additions or corrections or cuts, and then passed ours, and then we'll send it back over. If they do not accept it, then we'll go to conference and work out the differences. So we're another step closer after several weeks of setting conference rooms for hours upon hours. So it's a good sight, and I'm proud of a lot of things we've done.
This will have an earlier date than normal in terms of the legal deadline remains May 6th. But I know there's a desire to get the budget done a couple of weeks early, just in case there are some line item vetoes between, yes, then and the end of session.
Yes, it does allow us a chance. If the governor vetoes some items, it allows us a chance to override. And early enough that if a school item, then we could take it up before the school starts next fall, would allow the schools to adjust accordingly if we can or cannot override the veto. But after we present it to him, I think he's got 15 days to prove it or to veto it. So that will help out a lot with the people at home that get state funds and makes life a little easier for us, too. I was very proud this year. We were able to put $70 million more in K-12, not as much we'd like, but that makes the total dollars they receive, total taxpayer dollars of our taxpayers, are like $11 billion. So we do a lot to support our schools best we can. The important aspect of that also is we also put in $5 million for rural transportation. The district where I live, where we live, that's incredibly important because we do have so many long bus routes and those kids are on buses so long. So that will help take some of the sting out of the cuts that were made years ago. So we've added $5 million to that. College and universities get a total of $1.3 billion Missouri tax dollars, whether it be federal or state. That's a combination of both. One of the things I liked about this year, there is performance budgeting. Missouri State University Springfield did meet the requirement for the max, and also Missouri State West Plains was like 1 point less than the max. And the nice part about this, we say if you accept this increase, which is millions of dollars, then you shall not raise tuition upon your students. And that's a condition, so that protects parents a lot. And I think that's an important aspect. Another thing is proud of, the Missouri dairy farmers will get $2.5 million for the Dairy Revitalization Act we passed last year and help with the dairy farmers. And right now, milk is, I think, like $13 a hundred, and it's way below cost of production. So if we can get this implemented, get the money that'd be available after July this year, that will help a lot. And there's some scholarships in there to keep that industry going, some good things. We also gave the beef people $2 million to help our beef program, and the beef prices are down. And this is to keep our calves from heading, the feeder cows from heading to Kansas. So hopefully we can get that industry going. Someday I would like to see a slaughtering plant around St. Louis that would allow Missouri farmers a place to take their beef. And I understand that there's all these airplanes coming in from China bringing their merchandise, and I'd love to send Missouri beef back to China and open up another market for us. One thing we did do in the budget too, that over all of it, all state employees except certain statewide electric, all will get a 2% raise, and that's something that hadn't happened for a long time. And another important aspect of the raise, prison workers will get pay increase for hazardous duty. And our prison workers, some of the lowest estate, we've got them in Licking, and we also have them down around Fordland, and so that will be an important aspect of that. So they will get the 2% increase plus the $75 raise. Jail reimbursement went up. We haven't been able to give our jails when we have, and the governor's withheld it. That's going to go up $2. That'll help ease the county's budget a little bit. So any state prisoners that they keep, anybody that's charged with a state offense, then they will get $2 a day more, and they'll maybe help them get somewhat closer, not even close, but a little bit closer to what it actually costs them to do. Something we did also do, Planned Parenthood was getting $10 million, $8 million of federal money and $2 million of state. We've taken that money away from Planned Parenthood, and we've given it to county health units and FQHCs. And so this will provide access to like about 400 places to the 14 Planned Parenthoods. I think that's an important deal, and it will not go to places that perform abortions, which is really big in our district. So that's a big thing. And another thing I was proud of, we did last year, and the governor withheld, but we also gave libraries more money this year. So that was a big one for our area, too. There's lots of things in there. We go over more later, but that's kind of a handful right now.